Most school community councils, SCCs, in Prairie South School Division felt disengaged last year and were uncomfortable meeting in person because of the pandemic, new data shows. Prairie South, PSSD, asked SCC members to participate in a self-assessment survey during the 2021-22 school year to indicate how engaged they felt with their group, school and community. The division collected the data using a 1-4 scale, with 1 representing, never, and 4 representing, always. Derek Hushey, Superintendent of School Operations, presented the survey data during the November 1 board meeting. He provided a data table with the 24 self-assessment statements and the results from 2022 compared to 2021's data. Green highlighted items indicated an increase from 2021, red indicated a decrease, and white indicated no change. Of the 24 statements, only 3 showed an improvement over 2021, while data for 1 statement remained unchanged. Meanwhile, scores for all 7 statements related to schools' important learning improvement plans, LIPS, decreased year over year. The 3 statements that showed improvement included, I understand the roles and responsibilities of the SCC, 3.57 versus 3.52. Our SCC understands the economic, social, cultural and health needs of our community, 3.53 versus 3.39. And, our SCC provides opportunities for parents, students, teachers and community members to give us feedback about our work, 3.13 versus 3.11. The 1 statement that remained unchanged was, our SCC is inclusive, at 3.60. Part of the reason for that, overall decrease in results, is we were still working in restrictions last year and the year before. And the SCC felt there was times of disconnect and anxiety throughout the year, said Hushey. There was not as much engagement last year as there has been this year or in the past, he continued. Although the division moved to face-to-face meetings, many SCCs chose to meet by Zoom since they were uncomfortable with in-person meetings. As a result, we didn't get that full engagement in there, and that's why we feel the results are a little bit lower than they have been previously, added Hushey. Learning Improvement Plans. PSSD asked its 39 schools last year to focus on student well-being and reconnection in their learning improvement plans to help youths readjust after the pandemic disrupted their education. School staff developed their LIP goals using in-house data while ensuring the goals aligned with the province's education plan. The plans ensured that schools were responsive to students' needs and based on their local context. The goals were also supposed to be strategic, measurable, and timely. Teachers and school administrators discussed the LIP goals often, monitored their progress, regularly analyzed and evaluated the plan's outcomes, and suggested modifications as the year progressed. Data from Hachi's report showed that 12 schools focused on belonging, relationships or engagement, 20 focused on mental health, and 6 focused on something else, such as credit attainment or response to intervention plans for students who need additional support. Meanwhile, 28 schools also focused on reading, 6 focused on writing and 10 focused on math as their LIP goals. Although most LIPs showed growth, only 40 of 81 LIPs met their targeted goal and 1 was not reported due to multi-year goals, said Hushey. Schools created their LIP goals before the 2021-22 school year started and SCCs provided input, he continued. However, some SCCs attended the planning sessions and worked collaboratively with staff to develop the LIP work plan. Meanwhile, education superintendents reviewed the LIP work plans 4 times during the year, while schools communicated the goals and results to students, staff, parents and community at least 3 times a year. The next PSSD board meeting is Monday, December 6.